Hi everyone, welcome to the Ripple Effect podcast, where our goal is to boost confidence, create role models, and be the ripple of change. We're dedicated to share inspirational stories from successful women to young listeners, and we're so glad you're listening with us. Feel free to follow us on Spotify so that you don't miss out on any new episodes. This episode's amazing guest speaker is Mrs. Televajula, who is a scientific writer for Bristol Myers Squibb, which is a global biopharmaceutical company dedicated to innovation in the medical field.
Let's begin by diving into her journey as a woman in the pharma industry. For context, there are a lot of places where women are underrepresented, but STEM-related fields are especially male-dominated. According to an article published in 2024 by Bushnell University, women made up 28% of the STEM workforce worldwide and just 24% of the STEM workforce in the United States in 2023.
So we'll begin with our first question. Can you begin by telling us about what your job is currently?
So thank you for this opportunity to speak with the three of you. You're all the best for your podcast. But to go back and give an introduction about myself. I'm Bhavna Tallavajula, and I work with Bristol Myers Squibb. I've been in the industry for around 21 years now. I started off as a lab scientist, and I moved on into patient safety and started working in the capacity of an expedited reporting scientist. And now I work as a director in the scientific writing group. I lead a group of writers who work on various therapeutic areas, including oncology, cardiovascular disease, immunology, etc. And I primarily work on investigative brochures and safety aggregate reports that are documents that are submitted to the health authorities that speak about the benefit risk of the patients.
That's amazing. And especially your work is so interdisciplinary. You're both in the STEM field and writing. Have you always enjoyed writing and communication?
I do. While I was in doing my undergrad, I had the experience of presenting and presenting papers, research, my research work. I always tried to see if I could present it to in different symposia as well as different forums. So writing has always been an integral part of my journey. And most researchers and anybody in academia typically spend time writing. So that what information that any information that they produce within the laboratory setup or anywhere else is hypothesized and presented to the general public.
That's amazing. Wow.
That's really cool. You talked about how you've been in the industry for 21 years, I believe, but have you always been in the pharmaceutical industry, or were you ever interested in any other fields?
So I started actually working in the consumer care industry. I worked with GlaxoSmithKline as well as Bayer. I worked on Bayer vitamins as well as I worked on Glaxo. I worked on actually the nicotine gum. So it was more consumer care, and I had worked with many products, baby products such as aspirin and the baby aspirin, as well as baby products such as Bayer One a Day, Bayer for Kids, and etc. So I started off in consumer care, and then I moved to pharmaceutical, where I primarily have worked on oncology as well as other cardiovascular disease states.
That's really interesting. It seems like a lot of your work has like revolved around like the medical field and this type of area. How did you know that this is what you wanted to do and you wanted your passion kind of laid in this medical field?
While growing up, I've always watched a lot of these medical detective kind of programs on Discovery Channel, and that increased my curiosity. I liked anything to do with the sciences, especially the human anatomy, physiology, and pharmacology. That kind of background kind of spurred my curiosity to move and learn more about medicine as well as the pharmaceutical industry. And that's what kind of pivoted my journey into the pharmaceutical industry.
That's great. I mean, you seem really passionate about what you do, and that's what we want to instill in our listeners is a passion and a desire to do what they love. But what is your favorite part of the job? What's the best thing about it?
So I'm also called as one of the most passionate people in my department because I do think, it's important to be passionate about what you do. And learning has always been an integral part of my career as well as journey. What I typically like to do is I like to help patients because I'm a pharmacist as well. So I try to get a holistic perspective of how medicines work right from discovery all the way to the patient. And that's something that I have always made my team members understand, as well as I always like to help improve people's careers. So I'm always trying to mentor, provide my journey as well as my experiences to my teammates, as well as my direct reports, so that they take that energy, they understand, what I'm speaking about, and kind of convert it into their own journey and learning. And I always talk about a three-prong process where there is systems, processes, and people, and I put people in the front, and to steer that engine.
That's really cool. We also like being in a STEM field, we know often like women are underrepresented. And like just like looking at the stats, like as we said earlier, like women are like only like 28% of the STEM workforce like worldwide. And so like being in this industry as a woman, like have you ever felt like even have you ever felt underrepresented?
I mean, to be very honest, I have never felt underrepresented. I always had fantastic professors in while I was in graduate school, and I had very good parental support because my mother herself worked, my grandmother worked. So I always take them as role models and move forward. But I think since my entry into the industry, I've been fortunate enough to have great mentors as well as leadership that never made that differentiation as much as it has been spoken about. And I have been very fortunate to have at least 60% of my team members or 70% of my team members currently are women. I've just been fortunate enough to not have experienced that underrepresentation.
I'm really glad to hear that's been the case for you. In terms of the future in the medical field in your career, how do you see yourself, and what projects do you see yourself working on? Are there any current projects or any exciting projects you would like to share with us and our listeners?
Absolutely. I think AI is the buzzword, and medical writing is also moving towards that journey. Generative AI is being used to write so that the humans can be used for other complex processing, and using their minds for more intelligent purposes rather than a systematic writing process. So AI is the next buzzword, and I am working on a project where we are trying to implement AI as well as automate writing processes. So it is exciting because we are at the cusp of a new journey which nobody has experienced, and adding science into AI is something that we are learning ourselves. It's not yet been explored, but definitely we are exploring that field, and I recently went for a to a conference, and the only word that I heard there was AI, 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 all the way. So yes, I'm very, very excited about it.
That's really interesting. It seems to be AI seems to be really relevant nowadays. Like everything is about AI, which is pretty cool. But
Yes.
you to us, you seem pretty successful. I mean, from a high schooler, you have done amazing things in your life, but we want to hear what you think success is. What in your mind is the definition of success?
I think success is a journey. It's not, it's not your final destination, right? So I think you have, there are many things that add to the success of an individual. Being empathetic to your patients is the most important thing as a pharmacist. I think understanding their disease state, trying to, understand what exactly they're looking for, helping the patients is what I put, in the forefront of being successful, especially as a career in pharmacy, as well as as a scientist in the pharmaceutical industry. So I definitely think making sure that you have the right mentors along the way is also critical, in the journey of being successful. So I think success to me is a journey rather than a destination, and it's important that we all learn from our mistakes and always improve ourselves. So it's a lifelong journey, and keep learning. That's what I think is what makes a person successful versus not.
For people that I think, like, I think a lot of people, myself included, kind of struggle with the idea of grappling, like, what success means to them. I think you have a pretty clear idea of, like, success. And, like, I liked how you talked about, like, the journey, not the destination. But for people that I think are struggling maybe with this idea or, like, trying to, I guess, achieve success, their version of success, like, what kind of, like, tips or, like, I don't know, like habits, would you recommend that those people like adopt either to like help them achieve their like this idea of success or to kind of have a like a mindset like shift in their idea of success?
I think the most important thing is to be, disciplined, right? If you're disciplined and you have, a path forward that you want to achieve, always be, curious, embrace curiosity, and don't worry too much about, if you have everything figured out, because you're all teenagers and you still are figuring things out. So I think you should be open to change, embrace curiosity, and not worry too much about having everything figured out, right? The path ahead is full of unexpected opportunities, and it's okay to take your time finding what truly excites you. So you have a long way to go, and be curious. I think the most important thing is being disciplined, being ready to embrace change and being curious. And I think also using technology wisely, and for the right reasons. And also making sure that there are gaps that you have for self-learning and self reflection. So I think that's very important while you are moving forward. So you have an objective, and trying to work around that objective is more important than just doing something for the sake of doing it. Say, for example, always enjoy what you're doing, and then success will automatically follow. But you still are students, so be curious, learn, and be disciplined. Hard work is one of the most important, another important, factor for anyone to be successful. Hard work, discipline, empathy also, right? I mean, you have to have that empathy for others, and an emotional quotient will automatically develop through that process. Because at the end of the day, it's not just hard work, it's being able to communicate effectively with people what you have done, and being able to get everyone to buy into what you have done too. Even at home, right? If you've done something, your parents should be, You want to satisfy everyone, but you will not be able to satisfy everyone. There are only a few people that you'll be able to satisfy, but don't worry about it. As far as you think that, your internal meter feels that you're doing the right thing, go ahead and do it. It's okay. All of us make mistakes, and it's okay to make mistakes.
I really like the mentality that you have, and it seems that you've reached a point in which you've gained a lot of confidence and in yourself and in your work as well. So just kind of a dual question, I guess. Was there someone or were there any figures that helped you through this process, like a mentor that maybe served as like a light at the end of the tunnel, a sense of like confidence and like motivation for you through this journey, and how do you continue to remain confident in your work?
Yes, I'm a huge believer of mentorship. We have something at our workplace called PBRGs, which are business resource groups, which I kind of plug into. And I have actually been a part of a mentoring program as well, a couple of mentoring programs, and always reach out to people outside your organization, ask them, cold call them, ask them if they want to be your mentor. In fact, my current manager was my mentor before she became my manager. So it was a one, it's very important to have mentorship because someone senior to you is always out there looking out for you. And is you're it's okay to be vulnerable. Sometimes you can tell them that you really had a bad day because of this, and this, because of this person or this project or this process. And I think because of their experience, they will come back and explain to you how to be a better person. And be a better leader, and be a better manager, and learn along the way. So it's very, very important, early on to have good mentors. I had mentors, while I was in high school, I had mentors. While I was in undergrad, I had mentors during my graduate program, as well as I have mentors now, even after 21 years. So I think mentorship is a very powerful tool, and do not stray away from it, and always, keep in touch with your mentor because your mentor is always out there looking for your best interest. So make sure that even though you have received information or gained that knowledge from your mentor, make sure you keep in touch. Send them a thank you note or greet them whenever possible, and always thank them for what you have learned from them, and be respectful for their time, as well as their resources that you have used.
That's really special. And I think it's really important to recognize like the people in the work. And you touched on it earlier, how important people are to you and to your job, even in a STEM related field, which many people think like STEM is very harsh and it's all about the numbers and the logic and it's not about the people. But of course it's about the people. And you've talked about that before. But as we get to the end of our podcast, just to wrap it all up, what piece of advice would you give to the general population or a young woman who's interested in entering the pharmaceutical industry?
Keep your eyes and ears open and always make sure you have that curiosity to learn, because science is all about facts and how someone can be really curious to know how things work, like how a drug works inside your body is something that I was always curious about. I mean, how can a pill do so much of damage or so much of good effect on your body, right? So it's always important to know and understand, and learn, while you're a part of this journey. So in my mind, I think it's important for women, men, everybody around, especially women, because there are things that we have in our workforce, that we can utilize. And showcase our strengths, and move along. So it's important that we embrace that kind of a journey, and it's important to also have a voice, right? I mean, make sure that you do not feel underrepresented. Make sure that you have a say at the table. Make sure that you learn how to have a say at the table, because it's important to have the right leadership or right mentorship to ask, you know, for that seat at the table, to ask if you could present at a meeting, if you could showcase your work, you know, or your hypothesis of your research experiments at a symposia. So if you don't ask, I don't think you will be given that opportunity. Always, you know, be open to asking, and things will come, you know, in abundance. So be open-minded, do not be closed-minded, and do not think that, you know, this is your last block that you're going to be stumbling upon. There's always light at the end of the tunnel, so you should always use that opportunity to talk to people, ask. There were times when I was moving organizations within BMS, and, you know, I had to go through 2, 3, 4 interviews, but I did not give up. So never give up, you know, be disciplined and have, you know, that hard work. And always, as I said, be empathetic. Very important that, you know, you look to see what other people are thinking first, and also learn from what, you know, others are there to teach you.
That's amazing. Thank you so much. I mean, you've really just shown us like what success is, and being, you know, about the journey and about the people and the lessons you can learn. And I think that's really important to all of us. So I just wanted to say thank you so much.
All the very best
to our podcast.
Budding scientists, or, you know, whatever you want to be, but passionate about science, and always be curious, keep the learning alive, and be disciplined, and, you know, things will come, you know, at the right time.
Thank you. Yes, your story is just a powerful reminder that young women are able to achieve anything that they set their minds to. And to our listeners, just remember that keep having the strength and keep believing in yourself, because you can overcome challenges and you can make your dream a reality. Keep supporting one another, and we're all a community and stronger together. So until next time, stay strong, keep shining, and thank you for tuning in to the Ripple Effects first episode.
Thank you.
More words.
Thank you.
Hold on. A woman came with 2 suitcases to this country.